You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to political commentator and former National Party press guy Ben Thomas. I started by asking him, who's going to win Botany in 2020?
Christopher Luxon wins. He's the National Party candidate. It's a national safe seat, about as safe as any in the country. Jamie Lee Ross does not have a huge personal following that will desert the National Party and choose to vote for his outstanding qualities as demonstrated over particularly the last year or so in preference to the person endorsed by the National Party to stand against him. Jamie Lee Ross will be a bizarre footnote in political history by the end of the 2020 election.
But whenever he has done interviews, particularly in the last week or so, he does talk about how, you know, he's been the strong advocate for the community and that the community are gonna stand by him. You don't see any way that that's actually going to happen?
If you look at people who leave their parties and then stand in their electorates and are re-elected, you're thinking about people like Winston Peters, who took a strong stand against the Bulger government, going back on many of its promises, particularly regarding superannuation in the 90s. Then, you know, he left the party and was re-elected in Tauranga. You think about people like Dame Tatiana Turia, who had the courage to stand against the racist Foreshore and Seabed Act of the Clark government, and she was returned by her electorate despite leaving the party. It's pretty difficult to see the strong point of principle that Jamie Lee Ross is standing on when he had an incredible public meltdown about his own thwarted ambitions in the party, seemed to go on air professing that he was part of some criminal activity and then went to the police to turn himself in. And really just, you know, quite strange behaviour that certainly I don't think would have made the people of Botany proud that he was their representative in the national media. It's hard to see what this point of, you know, what this kind of point of principle or how he's represented his electorate, you know, could be. If you think, well, you know, he's been a strong voice for the electorate. Well, has he? I mean, if you thought, what have I heard from Jamie Lee Ross in the last 2 years since the last election? It's not a lot about the people of Botany. It's been a lot about Jamie Lee Ross.
So do you think that this is less about Christopher Luxon being an incredible candidate and more just about Jamie Lee Ross himself being an independent?
You could put a tree stump with a National Party rosette in the Botany electorate and it would trounce Jamie Lee Ross and any of the other candidates standing. It's something like a 20,000 vote majority. Even if Jamie Lee Ross had not absolutely disgraced himself in public over the last year, he wouldn't have a shot without that National Party endorsement.
So there has been a bit of a media storm regarding Christopher Luxon, people calling him the new John Key, all of those sorts of things that get trounced out when someone like him comes along. Is any of it founded, or is he just someone that's had a career, has a bit of a name, and is now putting himself into politics?
He's a successful chief executive. He ran one of the best regarded companies in New Zealand. He's had some experience working with government in that role because it is a mixed ownership model company. To say that he's the next John Key is completely unfounded. John Key's appeal was not simply that he had been successful in the commercial world. It was that he had this kind of self-made man ethos coming from a state house, that kind of narrative about him, and also just the most incredible EQ of any politician in New Zealand up to and until Jacinda Ardern herself. So Luxon hasn't really displayed any of those characteristics. The other thing is that it's become a bit of a cliche because pundits like me have talked about it so much now, but when John Key came onto the scene, you know, he did have this great backstory and he was a very engaging kind of character, but there wasn't a big kind of triumphal chorus about him being the future leader of the National Party. I remember the first time I met John Key way back when I was a younger man, and I came away thinking, huh, I everyone else should start wising up to how good this guy is. I think he could be Prime Minister. And everyone kind of, you know, Key allowed people to come to that conclusion by themselves so that, you know, in his second term, when it came time, it became a sort of overwhelming call for him to be the leader as the natural choice. He had done things at that point like beat Michael Cullen, you know, regarded as Labour's best debater in public debates during the election and at budget time. And he'd really kind of proved himself politically as well as commercially. Luxon hasn't done any of that yet. I honestly don't know where the speculation is coming from.
And we've seen since we now know he's going to be standing in Boden, he's done a few media interviews. There was that particularly notable one on Morning Report where he made a policy mistake, shall we say. I saw some people online speculating that it was his way of trying to put his own stamp on national politics, but really it was just him making a mistake, wasn't it? This wasn't his way of trying to get some policy out there of his own.
Look, you have to have a certain kind of ego and belief in, you know, in the idea that your opinions matter to even put yourself forward to be an MP. It's a mindset that most of us simply don't have, that what we're saying is so important that probably the rest of the country needs to take notice. What we just saw in that interview on Morning Report was a lack of message discipline. He should have just said, you know, these are all issues that the National Party is consulting on. I'm looking forward to seeing what the party decides after hearing from the public. You don't go out on a limb and say, you know, and mistake the fact that the Morning Report presenter is asking for your opinion for the idea that your opinion is important. I mean, this guy isn't even a backbench MP right now. He's a candidate coming up to an election in a year's time. And one of the things that he'll have to learn going from being a chief executive, running the whole company, pretty much ordering around armies of employees and deciding strategy himself, to being a team player, is that actually what he thinks is not the most important thing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.